are back. Once again, I am Bill Farrow, managing partner of the law firm Farrow, Cuba, Mangano, Sklar. This show is called Because Justice Matters, every Saturday and Sunday, 3 o'clock, right here on LI News Radio. We talk about the law. If you're looking for a lawyer and you want to find out a little bit more about our firm, go to the web, www.trialattorneys.com. That's www.trialattorneys.com. Or just go to our firm name, Farrow Cuba, F-E-R-R-O-K-U-B-A.com, and check us out. Proud of the work we do, proud of the stuff that's up on that website, proud of the stuff that we do here in the community every day. I think it's huge, huge for firms to be active in their community. You know, as folks out there know, I am the president of the Jericho Board of Education. I sit on the advisory board and the board of directors for two or three different not-for-profits out here in Long Island, trying to give back to the community. I've done really well representing folks in Nassau and Suffolk County, building a practice, building a life here. I am a lifelong Long Islander. Went to John Glenn High School. It might be called Elwood High School. It might be called Glenn now, but John Glenn High School right there in East Northport. Class of 1980. Shout out to all the John Glenn graduates out there. Recently bumped into some high school classmates, which was pretty awesome. Rutgers Cup champions, the John Glenn Rutgers Cup champions, football champions in 1980. Some of my classmates were some amazing athletes, amazing football players. Grew up out here and started my practice, worked in Brooklyn, worked in Manhattan, and then immediately opened offices out here. In Hop Hog, we've had an office in Sayville. We have an office in Brentwood, office in Manhattan, as I said. We have offices in Queens and even out in the Hamptons. We have satellite offices where we meet people all the time. Backgrounds, criminal defense, love criminal defense. I've been doing it for 25 years. I've done a dozen murder trials, which really helped me hone my skills for the court, you know, for the courtroom and for personal injury cases. And, you know, when somebody's life isn't on the line, you're talking about money, boy, the pressure's off and can you just do your thing? And that's what we love to do. Go to court every day and represent people and give them their day in court. And people say, why do you do it? Why do you represent, you know, criminals? Why do you represent people in accidents? And people have a misconception, I believe, about lawyers. I love being a lawyer. I love the law. I love upholding the law. I'm a firm believer, despite all of the political rhetoric, that this is the greatest country for a number of reasons. But one of the reasons is that everybody has the same rights under the law. And I'm not looking to start a debate now, but whether you're documented or undocumented, you live here. You live here in the United States. You have certain absolute rights under the Constitution. And that goes for everybody. And it's really important that lawyers and judges and folks uphold the law. And people can debate, you know, the political side of what's right, what rights you should have if you're undocumented or documented. My job is to uphold the law every day. Make sure that if somebody's charged with a crime, that the prosecution has to meet their burden of proving them guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. Making sure that everybody understands the presumption of innocence. Making sure the person who's in an automobile accident or a construction accident or the victim of a medical malpractice has their day in court and has the best legal representation they can possibly have. And that's what we love to do. And you know, it's a business. Yeah, certainly I do it to make money, no doubt about it. And I've done really well, and I'm proud of that. But being a lawyer and really helping people and seeing the look on their face when you can change their lives, when their lives have been changed for the worse as a result of an accident, and you can change their lives by, and listen, money can't make people well. I get that. But it can make things easier. It can make things be the way they should have been. If you're a hardworking person, you've worked your whole life. You've worked 30 years. You're raising a family. And suddenly, you fall from a scaffold because somebody hasn't protected it. And you fracture your spine or God forbid, become paralyzed. No amount of money is going to make you whole. But it will help. It will help your family. It will help your kids go to school. It will help them get the fair and just compensation that you deserve. And that's what we talk about here every week. It's not lotto. You know, we're not trying to do mega millions here. But if you break down cases, if you break down what somebody's life is worth before an accident, what their wages that they were making, if you're making $50,000 or $60,000 or $70,000 a year every year, and now you can't work and you had a 30-year life expectancy, a 30-year work expectancy, Do the numbers. Those numbers add up. So people go, oh, my God, that jury gave him $4 million. Well, guess what? He was 32 years old. He's never going to work again. Figure that math out. That's before you even get to the pain and suffering. Let's figure out $60,000 a year for the next 30 years. That's $1.8 million plus inflation plus medical benefits. Now you're way in excess of $2 million and you haven't even talked about the pain and suffering, what it feels like to be in a wheelchair, what it feels like to walk with a limp or walk with crutches or whatever it may be, to not be able to lift up your kid or coach on a soccer field because you can't run up and down the field. You don't think there's a value to that? Or the loss of services that your wife has suffered because now your wife has to do everything because you're physically incapable of doing it. I get it. They didn't take your heart and they didn't take your mind. But when they take part of your body, there's a value to that that's really significant. And it's fair. And it's just. And it's compensation that we fight for every day. So you know what? If I can get a client $8 or $10 million and somebody wants to call me an ambulance chaser or say it was a runaway verdict, I'm okay with that. Because I've been in the trenches and I've crunched the numbers and I've looked in people's eyes and I've talked to their kids and I've talked to their doctors and I've met their doctors and I've looked at their medical records before an accident and after an accident. And I'm willing to fight tooth and nail every single day for every single dollar our clients deserve. And I could take the criticism that goes along with it. It's easy. Everybody's a backseat driver, a Monday morning quarterback. Everybody's got something negative to say. You know, go online and read Newsday. You know, the comments on articles on Newsday are so radical. There's never a rational comment. It's folks that take an extreme position one way or another. You either love Trump and hate Obama or you love Obama and you hate Trump, and nobody's ever trying hard to actually look at the big picture and think about it and talk about it and exchange ideas. You know, that's why there's Fox and there's CNN, and they're so, you know, opposed to one another. There's no even ground, middle ground. I'm not here to talk about politics. I'm just here to talk in general about the law. And that's what it's like. People love to criticize lawyers and say, well, that case wasn't worth it. That guy never should have gone free. And, you know, people debated the OJ parole release a couple weeks ago. You know what? Listen, I get it. My politics are liberal and OJ committed a crime. And those listening might say, well, he committed more than that crime. He was just acquitted of another one. But, you know, I'll tell you this as a lawyer, OJ was punished on the second case for what he was acquitted for on the first case. And that's not fair. It's just not fair. It's just not how our law is supposed to work. You're not supposed to say, well, you got a break last time, so now we're going to punish you this time. And think about it. The two guys who got who had guns on the OJ case got probation. And he got 15 years, of which he did 8. And, you know, people are mad that he made the parole board. You let a killer loose. And that, you know, this is not the case. People love to criticize the law and comment on it, but they don't want to spend a lot of time analyzing it. And to me, again, we uphold the law in our office. That's what our duty is as a lawyer. And that's what we love to do. And we do it every day and we get great results. And again, you look on our website, you'll see the results that we get. And, you know, we're really proud of it, as well as, you know, proud of being part of this community. A couple of days, you know, or last week on Dave Levenstein's show, out of the box, I brought a friend in. His name's John Belzer. He's the founder and CEO of an amazing charity called Songs of Love. You can look them up at www.songsoflove.org. What they do is they do individualized songs for terminally or extremely ill children. And it's a charity that I've become attached to, and I've done some great team building things with my staff and helping write songs or helping perform songs of love for sick kids. And if you're listening and you want to help out Songs of Love, I mean, go to their website right now. Otherwise, if you want, we're doing this amazing thing right now. They're selling 125 raffle tickets. That's it. Not more than 125 raffle tickets. They're $100 each. So you have a 1 in 125 chance of winning a foursome to Augusta National. So if you're a golfer, I mean, Augusta is, you know, it's amazing. Give us a call, 631-581-9494. I'll tell you how to get tickets and tickets to the raffle. Maybe you have a chance to win. This weekend, at our office right here in Hopog, 825 Veterans Highway in Hopog. We're hosting a party for our clients, for our friends. It's called the Family Festival. We're having bands. We're having food. We're expecting 500 people. I mean, people RSVP'd. I'm psyched. You know, I'll be on the grill. I'll be cooking burgers and hot dogs for 500 people because it's our way of giving back to the community and saying thanks. And so to all of you listeners out there, I say thanks as well. Thanks for listening every week. Thanks for your calls and your emails and asking. Once again, my name is Bill Ferro, the law firm's Ferro, Cuba, Mangano, Sklar. You can reach us at 631-581-9494. Once again, that's 631-581-9494 every Saturday and Sunday at 3 o'clock right here on LI News Radio. Have a great one.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.